welcome into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Mike Quick, former Eagles wide receiver, all pro, of course, now the color analyst on the Eagles Radio Network and the co-host of the Eagles Game Plan Show. Mike, back from the bye week where he sat and watched every single NFL game.
Not.
listen, big game in Arizona on Sunday. Always a place that has been difficult for the Eagles to win. What is it about over the years going to Arizona and having so many tough games?
I don't know. I just think it's a team that's always, for whatever reason, they've played us very hard. Very, very difficult. Even back in the 80s.
When they were part of the NFC East.
When they were part of it, it was hard going there to play for whatever reason. It seemed like to me they always had good defenses. The offenses were suspect from time to time, but we always had a knockdown drag out against the defenses out there.
Well, Mike, this is no different because the Cardinals somehow, without Darnell Dockey, without Calais Campbell for the last few weeks, still playing really good D. Why? What are they? Is Todd Bowles, who we saw here in a very difficult situation, has grown up into an excellent NFL defensive coordinator?
Well, that happens over time for a lot of coordinators, and I think he has a lot of talent there. Even with Dockett out, even with Calais Campbell missing several games, defensively up front, they're really good. That's the number one rush defense in the National Football League, and linebacker play is good, but I think they've got some big guys in the trenches that are very physical. They do a real good job of getting off of blocks. You look at them in the passing game, they are really good in putting pressure on the quarterback in the middle of the defense. And I think because they have such good corners on the outside, they can use that safety or that extra guy in the box to make sure that they're very good run-stopping defense, because they're going to play man coverage most of the time because they have two of the best cornerbacks in the National Football League.
So if you put Patrick Peterson over here and you put Antonio Cromartie here,
and
you bring him to the line of scrimmage and you stack the box against the run, the counter move from Chip Kelly is?
You got to take your shots against those cornerbacks. In man coverage, you got to feel good about your guys going against those guys in man coverage. I know they're talented, but when I watch them on tape, I see a lot of poor technique out of them, and I see opportunities down the field against that secondary.
So it's really incumbent upon Nick Foles to kind of pull the trigger and trust that Riley Cooper and Jeremy Maclin and the receiving crew are going to go up and win that one-on-one battle.
That is correct. Pull the trigger, and for those guys to win those one-on-one battles, you know, you got to take it personally. When whether it's Cromartie or Patrick Peterson, you got to take it personally and just get at those guys and beat them in one-on-one coverage.
Mike, there are other weapons here. Of course, Zach Gertz is a player who is being used in the passing game. James Casey here and there, Brent Celek as well. How can the Eagles kind of change things up after a week of self-scouting? I wonder what they saw in terms of tendencies and kind of the way they've run the offense through six games.
I think we all wonder what they saw, and I think we're going to get to see that on Sunday. You know, some of the different changes, and I think a lot of them will be just subtle changes. You're not going to change the entire offense, but some of the things that they do, they'll tweak a little bit. There's always a progression, you know, a play that builds off of a play and off of a play. And that's kind of what you see in Chip Kelly's offense. You know, the run plays with a pass progression off of that play. And I think we'll see some of that, you know, looking at the different formations and how teams have played the different formations and personnel groupings. I think you'll have a little tweaks off of that. I think it's going to be real interesting. This is a very good team, second half team. The Eagles are. The Cardinals, they're a very good second half team. They go in and they assess what they saw in the first half and do a really good job of attacking you in the second half based on what they saw in the first half. So I think it's going to be very intriguing to see what happens going down the stretch.
On the other side of the ball, the Eagles, in my opinion, the secondary going against Fitzgerald and Floyd and the rookie, John Brown, who's excellent. I'm not sure a lot of people know about him, but he's the real deal. Andre Ellington out of the backfield. To me, this is kind of the real where are you at test for the secondary.
I think so. You mentioned all of these weapons that they have. There's not a weakness in their offense. With Ellington, they're able to run the ball effectively. They use him in a lot of different ways. You mentioned two really good receivers and Floyd and Fitzgerald. John Brown, the rookie out of Pittsburgh State, he can blow the top off of the defense. He's a 4-3 sprinter. Man, there's a lot for Carson Palmer to work with that offense. So, yeah, you've got to play some of your best ball. And the key is, especially in the passing game, is not to let Palmer just sit on the perch and throw the football around. You got to get pressure in his face. with the pressure, he's not very good. He's not a real mobile quarterback, so that's going to be the key in the passing game.
Mike, the Eagles are trailing now the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC East. Looks like it's going to be a two-team race in the division. There's really no margin for error for this football team, which I actually think is a good thing. You've got to be on your A game every week in this division.
I just like the way the NFC is right now. I think the NFC East is one of the best divisions in all of football, and you look at the two teams on top, and those two teams are two of the better teams in the National Football League, and I like where it is right now.
Well, big one on Sunday. Make sure you tune in to Merrill and Mike, the game time out in Arizona, 4 o'clock on the Eagles Radio Network. Mike Quick, thanks for joining us. Make sure you tune in to the Eagles Game Plan show this weekend on the Eagles television station, 6ABC in Philadelphia, and, of course, on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We thank Mike Quick for joining us today in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.